Translation. Srila Shukadeva Goswami, son of Srila Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful, he was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus he underwent the study of this great narration, Srimad Bhagavatam.
ভগবান বাদরায়ণী অধ্যজ্ঞা মহদাখ্যানম নিত্যং বিষ্ণু জনপ্রিয় শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম মহাপুরাণম ইট ইজ কল মহাপুরাণ মহদাখ্যানম আখ্যানম ন্যারেশন হিস্ট্রি. It is not fictitious, it is history. The activities of the Kauravas, Pandavas, many other activities mentioned here, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, many devotees and their activities, their history. It is not mythology. The rascals, they say mythology. No. It is history. Mahabharata. Maha means greater. And Bharat means this planet. So Mahabharata means the history of this planet. Now it is minimized. India. India is given the name given by the Britishers or the Europeans. Real name is Bharat, Bharatvarsh. According to the name of Maharaj Bharat. So this greater India, Mahabharat, this is also history. Itihas. Itihaso Purana. Purana means old history. Purana means old. It is not mythology. Purana. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amalam Puranam. Amalam. Amala means dirty things. And amalam means without any dirty things. What is that dirty things? The dirty things means the material modes of nature. Satogun, rajogun, tamogun. Because it is material, it is called mala, dirty. And Srimad Bhagavatam, amalam, without any material contamination. Because simply narration of Bhagavan and Bhagavan's devotee, Bhagavat, Bhakta, therefore it is named Bhagavatam, dealings between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, who will be interested in Srimad Bhagavatam? That is mentioned here. Harir guna akhipta mano. Khipta, khipta means madness. Here is a man, khipta, means he is mad. There are two kinds of madness. One madness is for material enjoyment. They are also mad. Pramatta. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. The material madness entangles people more and more in the process of birth and death. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Anadi Garama Phale Pori Bhavan Nava Jale Tori Vare Na Dekhi Upaya. Anadi Garama Phale Pori Bhavan Nava Jale. We are, somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world, the ocean of nescience, Bhavarnava. Arnava means ocean, and Bhava means repetition of birth. This ocean we have fallen. Therefore, our prayer should be not for any material opulence, as we generally do, Dhanam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, give me money or mitigate my distress. This is very lower stage of devotion, to ask something from the Supreme Lord. Artha Arthati Jigyasu, the beginning, provided one is, background is pious, because without piety, nobody can approach the Supreme Personality of God. Jisham antagatam papam jananam punnakarma. Those who are simply acting piously, such person can approach the Supreme Personality of God. Not impious person can. Therefore, we shall be very, very careful about impious activities. The impious activities, we know the four legs of impious activities: illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gang. So therefore, we should be very, very careful about these impious activities. You cannot make any spiritual progress by simultaneously acting impiously and at the same time, it is sure it will go, but it will go very slow. Just like if you have got dry wood, then the fire ignites very easily. And if you bring wet fuel, it takes time. Of course, as soon as there is fire, the wetness of the fuel will dry. But it will require extra energy. And if you put dry fuel, then it ignites very easily. So in order to keep us dry without being wetted by the impious activities, then spiritual progress will be very quick. We should remember. Actually, if we want to be advanced in Krishna consciousness, it is our duty to keep ourselves dry from material wetness. That is our duty. Jisham antagatam pam. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, especially two things, Visayinam sandarsanam atho yusitan. Two things, woman and money. If we become attracted, woman means, for man, the woman is woman. And for the woman, the man is woman. Not that woman means a particular class. Woman means which are enjoyable. In this material world, a man is enjoyable by the woman, and the woman is enjoyable with the man. So for both of them, Visayinam sandarsan atho yusitan. Yusit means enjoyable. this body is superfluous. The bodily structure, it can be changed. Perhaps you know now in medical science, they can change the woman's body into man's body, and the man's body into woman's body. It was formerly being also changed. In Bhagavad you find that in a garden, I forget the name. In a garden, where Lord Shiva was engaged with Uma, husband and wife, so all of a sudden, many saintly persons entered to see Lord Shiva. At that time, Uma, Parvati, became very much ashamed. She was not very properly dressed, so immediately the saintly person, they left that Lord Shiva is now in his private affairs. So Lord Shiva, to please Parvati, he immediately said, henceforward, anyone who will enter this forest, he'll become open. King, I forget the name, with his party, without the knowledge, he entered the forest and all of them became open. So the idea is that a man's body can be transformed into a woman's body, and a woman's body can be transformed into a man's body, because we are not this body, dress. Suppose I have got this dress, this man's dress, I can transform into woman's dress with a sari. But that does not mean I am woman. So, every one of us, living entity, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The outward dress, man and woman, that is dress. Basaṃsi jinnāni jathāvihāya. We are changing this dress. So, in this material world, because our mentality is to enjoy, therefore, he is called Purusha. Purusha prakriti sthopi bhunti prakriti jan guna. Purusha, we are Purusha, the living entity. It is said Purusha. Purusha means both man and woman, because everyone has got this spirit, I shall enjoy. So therefore he is described as Purusha. Purusha prakriti sthopi in this material world. Bhunkte prakriti jana gunan karanam guna sangarsa sadasat janma juni suru. We are getting different types of body. On account of our different desires. Karanam guna sangas. Sadasat janma. According to the desire, Krishna is so kind. As we are desiring, he supplies the necessary body. That is also explained. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishati. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishara, he is situated in everyone's heart. So he knows what I want. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe, it is pointed out, riddeshe, in the core of the heart. You haven't got to search throughout the universe. He is within the heart. Is there. Therefore the yogis, they try to find out the Supreme Lord within the heart. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti jam yogin. That is yogi. who tries to find out the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. That is that. That is meditation. Meditation does not mean anything nonsense. To see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. So, Prakritisthopi, we are in this material world. What is this material world? Material world means three modes of material nature, satugun, rajagun, tamagun. So according to the association, karanam gunasanga, either satugun or rajagun and tamagun, this is going on. And therefore we are getting different types of body. So this is going on. This is called bhavarnava. So, if we want to get release from this entanglement of being polluted by the three modes of material nature, then we have to come to this platform, nirgun. Nirgun. Nirgun means to associate with the Supreme Personality of God, or to be engaged in devotional service. That is nirguna. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunana samatitta etana brahma bhuyaya karva. Immediately. Immediately you can be placed on the transcendental platform as soon as you begin your devotional service, abhyavichayana, without any deviation. Ananna bhakti, bhajate mam ananna bhava, that is one. What is that ananna bhava? Anna vilasita sunnam, without any material desire. Sarva pathi vinir muktam, that is pure. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommends that niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanol mugas. Anyone who is aspiring to become advanced in Krishna consciousness, bhagavad bhajanol mugas. Why bhagavad bhajan requires? Parama parama jigimiso abhusagara. For a person who wants to go to the other side of the ocean of desire, paranga param, jigmitu. It means one who is very rich man. No. Rich man and poor man doesn't matter. If one is interested simply with the four principles of the bodily necessities, ahara nidra bhaya maitrum, eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. They are called visaya. Visayana, visaya khalu sarvatasya. If visaya means rich man, then why the Shastra says, visaya khalu sarvatasya. The enjoyment of these four necessities of body, it is available everywhere. The sparrow is also enjoying visaya. There is a male and female, and they are jumping from one tree to another, from here to there, and as soon as they require, they are enjoying sex and are eating something. So eating, sleeping, mating, this is going on. That visaya is available. I have seen at night these small insects. They are also enjoying eating, sleeping, making. The small, very small ant is captured. Jiva jiva sa jivanam. One life is meant for being eaten by another life. You can see Manila, very small. He has got all the same tendency. So visaya khalu sarvatasya. So one has to become free from this Vishaya. Vishayanam sandarsanam atajusitant. Hahanta hahanta visavaksanatati asadhu. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We shall be very careful. Vishayana, a devotee, if he thinks, oh, here is a nice woman, if I could enjoy her. Or here is a nice man, if I could enjoy her. This is Vishayana. Vishayanam sandarsan. To see one woman is not dangerous, but to think of enjoying, that is it. Similarly, to see one man is not dangerous. You cannot avoid that. You are on the street here. But to see with the spirit of enjoyment, that is dangerous. So you should be very careful. And that requires, I would say, training, very strong training in Krishna consciousness. Unless one is strongly in Krishna consciousness, that long habit of enjoying the spirit cannot be given up. This is Loki Bhavayami Samadhusi Va Nityasta Jantu. Jantu, animal. Anyone who is addicted to Bhavaya, sex life, Amisa, meat eating, Madhaseva, intoxication. That is the natural tendency of anyone in this material world. Bhavaya, Amisa, Madhaseva, Nitya. Spiritual advancement means to give up. This Amisa, Madhaseva. That is spiritual life. A spiritual life does not mean you have to grow four hands and four legs. No. Simply, you have to give up this tendency of bhavayami samadhu seva. Therefore, Shastra gives you training how to. Therefore, here it is said, harer gunakhita moti. Bhagavan Vadra. Don't do that. Don't divert yourself. You cannot understand, you can go play there. Harir Gunakhipta. So you cannot be mad after Harir Guna unless you give up your madness of materialism. So long we are mad after material happiness, then we do anything wrong. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. Vikarma means activities which are forbidden. That's like bhavaya, amishamadrasa. These are forbidden. But they indulge in these things nowadays all over the world. This bhavayami samadhi seva. This is bhikarma, forbidden activities. But they indulge in. Why? Because pravatta, they have become mad. So, madness there is. So, what madness you have to give up? This material madness. And you have to become mad after Krishna. Then your life is successful. That madness is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Juga itam animisena, chakshusa pravisa itam, sunna itam jagat sattvam, govindam virayena. That madness. Juga itam animisena. One moment appears to be one juga. One juga means 12 years. So, Jugaitanga nimisena, chakshusa pravishayita, crying. There is tears in the eyes like the torrents of rain. Jugaitanga nimisena, chakshusa, sunnayitam jagat sattvam. I feel the whole world is vacant. Why? Govinda vinahina. This madness is what? Without Govinda. That madness. So that madness fully exhibited in Vrindavan by the gopis. They were mad after Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, they became so mad that they had no other business than Chakshusha Pravisha. Simply crying, torrents of rain. That is one. That is Vrindavan life. Not that seeking after sex in Vrindavan. That means such person will have to take birth as monkey next night. Monkey. Because they have taken shelter of Vrindavan and still they are indulging. Monkey's business. So they have to, in Krishna, this is Krishna's mercy. Tattin kampasu samikshamane. In Vrindavan, the land, transcendental land, that will not go in vain. But these persons who are indulging unnecessary sex life in Vrindavan, they'll have to take birth as monkey in Vrindavan. And then next life they will be liberated. So, otherwise, why in Vrindavan the monkeys? They are also devotees. But they could not proceed nicely. So, animal life means stopping sinful activities and whatever sinful reaction is there in one life finished. So, we shall be very, very careful. In other places, if you chant Hare Krishna, the result of the chanting will be increased 1,000 times if you chant in Vrindavan. Similarly, in other places, the sinful activities, if you commit that sinful activities in Vrindavan, then it will 1,000 times increase. So we have to be very careful. So Krishna, he is very kind. Tattinu kampasu samadhunjana evam kitam vipapa. If we act impiously, we have to suffer. But for a devotee, karmani niddhati vinduca bhakti bhaja. Karmani niddhati. Others, for sinful activities, they will have to continue. But if a devotee is in sinful activities, in one life it is finished. But don't take this concession. We should be very much careful not to come in. No, we shall have to increase our madness. For Hare Guna Kitta Mati Bhagavan Bhadarayana. And Bhadarayana, Sudeva Goswami is also addressed as Bhagavan. If one is mad after Bhagavan, he is as good as Bhagavan. Hare Rakhita. One is mad after Bhagavan, he is as good as Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhadarayani is addressed here as Bhagavan. In the spiritual world, Bhagavan and his paraphernalia, there is no difference. Don't think that the calf or the cows in Vrindavan is less than Krishna. No. They are as good as Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. They are expansion of Krishna's Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna wants to play with the cows and calves. So he is Ananda Chinmaya. His spiritual potency appears as cows and calves. Therefore, you see, Krishna is embracing the calves and cows. He is not embracing a material cow. He has nothing to do with material. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita. So, a pure devotee of Krishna is also addressed Bhagavan. Pure devotee. Not that a magician. a pure devotee, Anna Milasita Sanna, Bhagavan Vadarani, Adhagya, Mahalakhyanam, this is Mahalakhyanam, it is not ordinary akhyanam, Srimadha Bhagavata, Amalam Puran. He was a liberated person, but being to hear about Krishna more and more, this is not material, this is spiritual. Mahalakhyanam, Nitya Vishnu Janapriya. Nitya, Bhagavata is not for a saptaha. Bhagavata is meant for nityam. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Nasta prayesu avadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Not that one is completely free from the modes of material nature, but prayesu, almost finished. Nasta prayesu. Then he becomes interested. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Or by serving Srimadha Bhagavatam regularly, Nityam, as it is said, Nityam Vishnu Jana Priya, Vishnu Jana and Harijan. Harijan doesn't mean Chamas and Bhangis. Harijan means Chamas and Bhangis can be elevated to Harijan, but not by rubber stamp. Vishnu Jana. Vishnu Jana and Harijan, the same thing. So Vishnu Jana Priya, those who are Vishnu Jana, they are most favorable subject matter of understanding is Srimad Bhagavatam Avalambana. Thank you very much.